Good morning. It is Tuesday morning, Parsha Shemini, Tav Shem Pei Dalid. And thank you to Rabbi Frank for giving the shir yesterday, and to Todd Davidowitz for doing it on Friday. And I was able to listen because we posted on the website or whatever, and for Hashem. I'd like to just talk about the very first pasuk of Shemini, Vayehi Bayom HaShemini. It was the eighth day of the inauguration, right? It was, we'll understand that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Korah Moshe L'Aaron L'Vana. Moshe calls Aaron, Aaron's sons, L'Zikna Yisrael, and to the elders of Israel, the Zkenim. So what is the reason why he's calling the Zikna Yisrael? I mean, we don't find that every time Moshe Rabbeinu shared Torah with Aaron and Vadav, he also called the elders. What was the role of the elders here? So Rashi addresses that. Rashi says, "Lahashmi'em, to let them know, to inform them, Sha'al pi hadibur, Aaron nichnas imashamash behuna kuhuna gadola." In other words, for the past 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was doing all of the Aveda, all of the rituals in the Mishkan, setting up the Mishkan and taking it down day after day for 7 days. And now this is the first time that Aaron HaKohen is coming in and to serve as a Kohen Gadol. V'lo yomru, that people, the Zekenim, should not say, may a love nichnas, he's doing it on his own. So in other words, sometimes, you know, you let, so Moshe is saying to Aaron and Vanav, and he's saying to the Zekenim, so you should know, don't be concerned about it. This that Aaron is going in to do service for the first time, right, is as outstanding as it is, but don't think for a second that he just happened to push himself in. He was summoned to do that. He has a mitzvah to do that. That's what Rashi is saying, why Moshe Rabbeinu told this Lezikne Yisrael, in other words, the mitzvahs that he says to Aaron and Bonav, he has to tell Aaron and Bonav. But the Zikne Yisrael is, it seems that, you know, why did he have to tell the Zikne Yisrael? The answer is, in this particular instance, there's a significance for them to know, in order that they shouldn't think that Aaron HaKohen himself is the one who was taking the initiative to go in on his own without being summoned to do so. That's the way Rashi is learning in Chumash. There's a medrash here in Shemini. It's Osches. It says, "Ulazikne Yisrael, to the elders of Israel." Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Nimshali Yisrael la'of." He says that the Jewish people are compared to a bird. He brings cites. It's not cited in this pasuk, in this particular medrash, but the mefarshim say is the pasuk in Shir Shema Yonasi b'chek v'hasela. Kanfiyona nichpa v'chesef. We're compared to a dove. We are the doves. What is that comparison all about? Just like a bird cannot fly without his wings. So kach Yisrael einam yecholim lasos dover. The Jewish people cannot do anything chutz mizikneihem, right, without their elders. The elders, our elders, the leaders of Klai Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim, those are our wings. And if you clip the wings of a bird, it can't fly. So if you somehow marginalize and you don't listen to the Zikne Yisrael, so we're not buoyant anymore. We can't carry ourselves. We can't fly. We can't do what we need to do. And that is what Rabbi Akiva is saying, Zikne Yisrael. In other words, it's at this point, for some reason, at this point in the instruction of the Mishkan, and maybe we'll try to delve into that. In other words, this is a lesson that could be said anytime, the importance of Klal Yisrael, of the Zikne Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the great Talmid Chachamim of Klal Yisrael are our wings. Okay, fine. Maybe we'll have time at the end, but why is it said over here? This lesson could be given anytime. Okay, so there's a fantastic maral. It's in the Nesiv HaTorah, Perek Yud Aleph. It's, if you're looking, it's towards the very beginning of this Nesiv HaTorah, and he's talking about the proper admiration, or the word is not admiration, it's the appreciation and the amunah that we have to have in our chachamim. So he starts off by citing the well-known Gemara, Makos Amar Rava Kama Tipshayit Shar Inchi. Look how foolish people are. The Mekamik Sefer Torah Kaimi Velo Kaimi Gami Rava. They stand up when they say a Sefer Torah, when a Sefer Torah is being held aloft, they stand up. But Velo Kaimi Gami Rava, but they don't stand up when a very important, Gami Rava means a great person. We're talking about a great Torah scholar, a great Talmud Chacham. When he comes in the room, people aren't standing up, and they're foolish for only standing up for a Torah, but not for the Talmud Chacham. Now, how does he illustrate this? Why is it so important to have this proper appreciation for Talmud Chacham? Shahari Amr Torah, the Torah says that if a person does various sins, the punishment is 40 lashes. Arba'im yakenu, 40, he shall be smitten. Now, we know, if you ask anybody that, ask any kid, how many lashes are there in the Torah for a person? They'll say 39, right? We say it's 39. Because V'asur Rabbanu, the Rabbanu came, U'batzri Chara, and they lessened it. They decreased it by one. Adkan. In other words, the way that Chazal expound the verses, they come up with the idea that it is 39 and not 40. Okay? Okay, and therefore, Bola Hodiya Amalat HaChacham, this comes to teach me the greatness of the Chacham. Shalei Yomer HaAdam, a person shouldn't say, Ki Bal HaToru Kamo Shar Adam, that a person that's great in Torah, right, he's just like every ordinary person, Ve'ein Shem Torah Nikrala, but he doesn't embody the essence of Torah, Rak Adam Sheyodeya Torah. In other words, don't think for a second that you have great physicists, and you have great mathematicians, and you have great philosophers, and you have great people that are knowledgeable in Torah. It's not the same. It's not on the same basis. Because a person who is great in Torah, it's not the knowledge of Torah that he possesses only, but it totally transforms him into a different person. He's Shem Torah Nikra Alef. He's called a person of Torah. V'davar zeh eino ki rak ha-talmud chacham kamo etzem ha-Torah. He says, Talmud chacham is the etzem ha-Torah. The great Torah scholar is the essence of Torah. V'yesh lo dimyun gomor el ha-Torah. And he is compared completely to the Torah itself. And this is for certain the reason why the Torah says in Devarim, it says, Lo sasur yamin ismal, do not swerve left or right, mikol ha-shayiruch, from any of their teachings. If Chazal tell you something, if the Chachamim tell you something, you must follow their instruction. Ki ha-chachamim heim etzem ha-Torah gamkeim, because the Chachamim are also the etzem ha-Torah, they are the essence of Torah. Just like Hashem decreed and gave the Torah to the Jewish people, just like Hashem gave His Torah, He gave His Chachamim too. It's not willy-nilly. There is divine hashkacha. There is divine providence on the fact that we have these people in every generation. They are like the Torah itself. Because their words are not words of nothingness. They have great import. He says, this is not a place to continue to talk about this. And we have elaborated in another place. And in the footnotes, it tells us where the other places that the Maharal speaks about this. Over Perak Chelik and the Perak Chelik, which is at the end of the Masechta Sanhedrin, it says, if a person disgraces a Talmud Chacham, having Megala Panim B'Torah, it's as if he expounds Torah in an inappropriate or a wrong way. If you take the Torah and you distort the Torah, that's obviously a terrible thing. If a person disgraces the Talmud Chacham, so that's also, he's distorting the Torah itself by embarrassing the Talmud Chacham. Ki Talmud Chacham hu etzem Torah. And he says, and the proof is, but if not, they would not have the ability to diminish the 40 lashes to 39. Even if they had something that might sound compelling in terms of expounding the words, But if they were, if you don't start off in the playing field, right, that they are equal to the Torah, they cannot change the words of the Torah. Mikol makom, im lo hayu achacham etzma Torah, if the chacham were not etzma Torah, ein roy livchos davar ben haTorah, they could not diminish anything through the chachamim, because that would be called changing it. And listen, there's no way in the world that you could read the word 40 to mean 39. 40 means 40. Right, and even if you have like other reasons to think it might be 39, it would mean nothing. You can't go against the Torah. But the Chazal who were entrusted by the Hashem to expound us, the ones who wrote the Mishnah, the ones who gave us our Masorah, they are, he repeats this word time and again. Gam hachacham etzem haTorah. They are the essence of Torah itself. Va'atorah, yet they are equivalent to the Torah. Va'atorah yesh b'koach lefarsha Torah. If they're equivalent to the Torah, Torah can explain Torah. I can't explain it, but the Torah itself can explain it. So the Chacham are Torah, they can explain the Torah. And therefore it says, look how foolish these people in Babylon are, that when a Sefer Torah comes in the room, they stand up. But when a great Talmud Chacham comes in, they don't. They are also, they are walking Sefer Torah. This is the way that Maharal understands it. Incidentally, there's a well-known story that the Ezra, I think it was Reb Chaim Isaac Brzezinski, the undisputable greatest gadol of Klal Yisrael, just prior to the outbreak of World War II. He died in 1940 at the beginning of the war. And they said, like, why is it that he's called a Gavra Rabba, a great person, if he changes it from 40 to 39. There's other things, for example, the 40 Malachos in the Torah that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, that's really 39, it's 40, right? So he said a famous thing, he says, a Gavra Rabba, he says, in order to save a person the suffering of one additional lash from going from 40 to 39, that shows his sensitivity. That shows how great he is. That's why he's called a Gavra Rabba. Only a person who's endowed with that can do something. In other words, it's showing his greatness in the fact that he's doing it. He's using that drasha. Of course, he knows that that's a drasha, but it comes out in a compassionate way by diminishing the malchus. Okay, that's an aside. That's anecdotal. But what I'd like to share to you in the Hartman edition of the Nesiv HaTorah, he brings down two fantastic things that I'd like to share with you. He says as follows. The writings of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, of course, was the person who led the Jewry in Eretz Yisrael until his death in 1954. He was as he was becoming great in Torah, he was virtually unknown in Europe. He was sitting and learning in a shul, and someone went to the Reb Chaim Ozer and said to the same Reb Chaim Ozer I'm talking about, there's a great Jew here, you need to get to know him. Reb Chaim Ozer, you know, he met him and he was astounded and really put him on that trajectory to be the Gadol in Yisrael. Anyway, he writes, listen to his words. His writing is really always very succinct. Hashgachosu yisparach b'chol dor v'dor al yachidim sheshasu b'chol dor. The Hashgacha, the Ribbono Shel Olam, his providential supervision is that in every generation he plants, in every generation, Shesashlan, he plants individuals, the Choldor, in every generation, Lahoras Chukav Mishpatav Li Yisrael, to teach all the halachas to Klal Yisrael. And when those great people that are responsible for giving us a psak, let's just take it my generation, our generation, Reb Moshe Feinstein, right? The greatest posek, I mean, and he was planted here in this generation, especially in America, to deal with all the situations that we have. And he did nothing else but learn Torah at its very, very depths, and he went to the core of everything. Hein b'shazu kemalachim, when they are so involved, right, in the learning of Torah and formulating the halacha, they are like malachim, they're like angels. Veruach mimorim shor aleihem, and there is a heavenly spirit that rests upon them. Va'alpiyim, and through those, their words, nikvu halacha, the halacha is made permanent. People said, who appointed him? You know, one thing about our great poskim, there's no election. There's no election. That, you know who elected Reb Moshe Feinstein to be the biggest posik of the generation? You know who appointed Reb Yashiv to be the biggest posik? You know who appointed Reb Chaim Kanievsky to be considered the greatest Talmud Chacham? People, thousands, tens of thousands of people flocked to him. There was no election. You know who appointed him? Your Jewish nose, Jimmy. our noses means we smell. We have a sense of smell. Klal Yisrael collectively. I'm joking about Jewish noses, but we do have a special nose. You didn't have a special nose. We have a chush areach. We're able to sniff out greatness, right? And we understand who is truly great. And this is what the Chazon Ish writes. And when Reb Moshe Feinstein is writing his 10 volumes of the Igros Moshe there, when he's writing those halachas, when he's talking about how to deal with heart transplants and time of death and how to separate Siamese twins when one of them will die, and when he is a malach, he is Etzem Torah himself. It's a beautiful words of the Chazon Ish. Then he cites here from the Leshem. The Leshem, of course, the great Mekubal, the grandfather of Rav Yashav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He writes, he quotes him as follows. V'ha'ikar ha'mukhiv l'chomish asher b'shem Yisrael Yechuna. The main thing is that anyone who considers himself a Jew should know, lahamin, to believe, Be'emuna Shlema, you know, when you say Emuna Shlema means complete faith, we reserve that word complete faith when we talk about Ani Ma'amin Be'emuna Shlema, the 13 articles of faith. I believe in the coming of Mashiach. He uses this word, Emuna Shlema, to say we must fully believe that Mashinimsa Divrei Chazal, whatever is found in the words of our great Chazal, our great Torah scholars, the ones that were responsible for writing the Mishnayos and the Gemara, Bahalochas, in halachic matters, Va'agados, and in matters of stories, so to speak, B'shas and Midrashim, through the Talmud and through the Midrash, as I have right here, Heim Kulan Divrei Elokim Chaim, they are the words of our living God, that they're transmitting to us. Ki kol ma she'amruhu b'ruach Hashem asher dibram. Everything that they're telling us is with the spirit of Hashem, which he spoke. U'misod Hashem li'areyav, and they are privy to the secrets of Hashem that he gives over to those who fear him. He says, even in matters that do not have to do with exact application of halacha, but if they're telling us how to act and in terms of how to lead our lives, so that's what we have to do. And he goes on and on here, and this is the Leshem that usually is reserved for Kabbalistic and mystical teachings, as Dov Zephron learns the Leshem with Rabbi Nitzan, do you not? No. You don't? Rabbi Nitzan does. I mean, right? I read that Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, I think it is, that said that he was the last, maybe the Chazon Ish said, I forget, one of them said that the Leshem was the last of the real Mekubalim, the last of the mystics, that, right? And but he's writing here something very down to earth. It's not mystical, it's not esoteric. He's telling us the requisite emuna that we have to have and believing in what Chachamim say. So this is the this is really Ma Yisrael, just like a bird, right? If you clip his wings, it can't fly, right? So Klal Yisrael, we can't fly, we can't ain't osa klul, we could do nothing without our Chazal. Now we need to devote a different session to when did that era end? When, in other words, I can't tell, but even the greatest people in this generation, I had the pleasure, I was in Detroit for Shabbos. Whenever I go there, I try to spend time with Rabbi Shmuel Irons, who in my estimation is one of the most outstanding Chachamim, Tamichim anywhere. He could tell you all of Shas, every Rashi and Tosfos, and tell you what David's on, and I sat in on a shiur of his. He's just like, I sit in awe of his knowledge, right? I sit in awe. But even Reb Shmuel Irons, he cannot take a pasuk and darshan it and change the meaning of a gemara. That was only something reserved for the great Tanoim and Amoraim. So, you know, when did that end, and how did it end, and why did it end? That's a discussion for a different time. But in each generation, says Chazon Ish, Hashem planted in each generation a great Torah leaders who are privy to the secrets of Hashem. They are our leaders. You'll ask me, who are they? Again, whoever Klal Yisrael gravitates to and they put them on that pedestal, they're the ones. You know, there's not going to be an election when Mashiach comes. When he comes, we will all know. We'll know. And the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim tells us the signs that Mashiach will exhibit, that we will know he's Mashiach. So that's an aside. But in terms of what we're speaking about this morning, that explains at least in the Pasuk why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu shared this with the Zikne Yisrael. Time has run out, so I can't go into, but why is it at this juncture in the Chumash, Brian's waiting for me to say that, but why is it at this juncture in the Chumash that we have to know why it's important for us to have the proper respect for the Zakenim? Why by here, by the Mishkan? We'll leave that for a different time. Okay, thank you everybody for listening. It's great to be back. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Gabriel.